Science Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Science Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live on the from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
Today's date is January 17th, 2019.
Saints, the world's in turmoil. Most of you don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's first return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice tonight. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-8722. And an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. You can always find updates with the breaking news, the Wichita Mission Church radio program archives. All this information on our ministry hub, which is very simply prophecyhour.com, prophecyhour.com. Remember, we are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the internet. It's on YouTube and on some FM station. So please pray about supporting airtime. And, folks, before I go any further, you know, it sounds a little bit off tonight, the radio program. That's because I got a board over here that's messing up that I haven't had time to or money to replace yet. So we are praying for that to happen. So excuse me if it's not the world's best recording tonight. Anyway, on another note,
let's thank our listener base that is worldwide in places like Medellin, Colombia, Turin, Italy, Kingston, Jamaica, Adelaide, Say, Australia. Okay, and of course, in the good old USA, such as Arlington, Texas, Tampa, Florida, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Oklahoma City, Aurora, too.
That's okay, and that's Aurora, Illinois, and they for a couple of weeks have been the largest group of listeners to our radio programs, and we had a huge increase in radio programs last week again, and so. Anyway, follow us and share us at Twitter at Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. And, folks, you can still see my page is in Facebook jail over there, but the Wichita – oh, be quiet. Wichita Mission Church Facebook page, Wichita Mission Church Facebook page is still up, and we can service it through my wife's account. So I'm not really worried about Facebook. Now prayer, and we'll get on with tonight's program. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not our will, Father. And please give everyone out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So in your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, amen and amen. Say hello.
Well, welcome back to my wife, Linda. Hello.
Why would you read that?
I was just being silly.
Well, let's not be too silly. I'm really trying to be serious this week. I came across, a couple of months back or about a month or so, something like that, within that time period frame, I came across an article, and it was an article by Michael Snyder, who's been on this program a lot of times. And he hasn't since been on radio since he went off to join Congress, but he didn't get elected. But make a long story short, he hasn't came back into doing radio, but he does send out announcements to his economic collapse blog. Make a long story short, he sent this article out about this Bible that was flowing oil. Well, I read the short article that he wrote, and I passed it on without thinking much about it. But last night I was looking for something for my wife and I to talk about, for you and I. And so I was going through some things, and I came across the article, and I reread it, and I thought, well, that bears further looking into. So I looked into it, and the website is called His Name is Flowing Oil. Now, I think the best way to start it is there's a little bit here to read. I'll read this first part, and then I got a bunch of stuff for you to read. But this is from the website. Okay. Now, this is about a Bible that has oil just continually flowing out of it. Anyway, this comes from his website. It says, a small group of us with no agenda gathered for weekly prayer and fellowship for a couple of years. Sounds like they're a home church, you know, with a building, okay? We would gather and share a scripture and share prayer requests, pray and worship God until he was through. After about 6 months, these times of coming together began to intensify. Now, the inauguration was on, and he's talking about the presidential inauguration, was on January 20th. We gathered together on Monday evening, the 23rd. Normally, our times together would end between 8:30 and 9 p.m. That night was different. Intercession and worship were very intense. Jerry, who is one of the guys, anyway, was on his knees praying. Johnny and Leslie laid hands on him and began to pray. Jerry fell over on the floor and stayed there for about 45 minutes. Johnny and Leslie went over to the couch and did the same with Joyce, Jerry's wife. After praying, Joyce said the Lord had done something so deeply in her that she would never be the same. We continued worshiping until about midnight. Jerry and Joyce were so affected by what happened on Monday night that they stayed home the rest of the week reading their Bibles, praying and worshiping God. Okay, now this is just a leading text. Now I'll let you read this one, and I'll read the next one.
Friday morning, January 27th, Jerry's granddaughter and great-granddaughter came to visit. When they left, Jerry picked up his Bible to read it. He had been reading in Psalms all week. His Bible fell open to Psalms 39, and he noticed a wet spot on the page. That had spoken through to Psalm 63. That had soaked through to Psalm 63. He asked Joyce if the great-granddaughter had spilled something on his Bible. Joyce told him the baby had not had anything to drink. Later that afternoon, Jerry and Joyce took the Bible over to Johnny and Leslie's home, and they all agreed it was oil.
Okay, so, you know, one meeting, something's going on here, you know. They notice oil on it. Naturally, they blamed it on the baby. You know, and that's probably not allowed, but I would probably do the same thing. Who spilt something on this Bible? Oh,
which
not
one of you
Bible.
Kids been in here on my desk?
right. Okay. So over the next couple of weeks, the oil moved through the Bible from Psalms 39 through the book of Revelation, even into the back of the Bible on the maps and the concordance. The oil stopped and then appeared at the front of the Bible in Genesis 1. It continued to move through the Old Testament to where it started in Psalm 39. It began to saturate the whole Bible. So Jerry placed the Bible in a gallon-sized Ziploc bag. Then the oil began to fill the bag. This is really getting here. Anyway, we placed the bag in a plastic container. Once in the container, the oil began to flow even more, filling the container. Your turn.
Where did you stop at? Okay, the Bible is now in its fourth container. As the container fills up, Jerry takes the oil and puts it in containers until we get together and fill vials. We believe that the Lord has instructed us to not advertise, to not market the oil, or to not knock on doors, and to not try to convince people what it is. His word to us was to give the oil away so he can replenish it. He instructed us to share the story, share his word, give the oil away, and the miracles will happen outside the building. And they have. His word says the church is leaving the building. The oil has gone all over the world. We have given away over 150,000 vials. We receive testimonies, and every day of the miracles God is performing in the marketplace, in the hospitals, in the workplace, in the streets, in almost every country of the world. The church has left the building.
The church has left the building. Now, you know, there's a, and we'll get to this in the end of this, why it really strikes me as is I'm just like 100% convinced. I mean, only 1% that it isn't, but I'm just in faith convinced of this 100%. And then I have a real big reason for that. But anyway, in the testimony, it says, some of the oil is given out and it's replenished itself. And this I got off a video I listened to a while ago. I only had a time and to listen to part of it. And folks, now if you go to the pastor's page, you know, you go to propshower.com and then you'll see where you'll see somebody kneeling for prayer and you click on that and it'll take you to the pastor's page and you'll find links to this website, where these people are at. Now this came from a video. I only had a little bit time to listen to part of it. And I have not listened to all their videos, and most of their information is in videos. There's not, because you know how I am with reading. I can read everything in a snap, but I can only listen to it as something as fast as it'll flow. You know what I mean? But the point is that I read most of everything, but most of the information is still over there in videos. I haven't covered them all, but this came from one of them. At the first, it says, the guy, I assume it's Jerry, he's talking and he's saying that, you know, he shipped the oil out and it replenished itself. And one person, if, and now I could be wrong in the number, but it basically goes like this. In one person, he got a report back. He gave it, I think it was 9, and mind you, I think the number's correct. 9 vials of oil out to just one person. The person then gave the oil out to others. And when he went back to his icebox, I guess it was where he had it stored, and I could be corrected on that too, but where it was stored, we'll say that. That I know is a fact. Where he had it stored,
the same number was there.
There was 9 more bottles there in the icebox. Now, listen, in the months to come, it would go from a Ziploc bag trying to collect a vial of oil from a Bible to a container that is now filled. And at this time, it was this one that I had. This is a testimony from somebody else that received the oil. In the months to come, they would go from a Ziploc bag trying to collect a vial of oil in, from the Bible to a container that is now filled with 50,000 vials of oil and has been shipped around the world. Now, this is from a different website. This isn't from their website. This is from somebody that went and got oil from them. So it's somebody talking about them. Every vial has been given away, and the stories coming in of healing and the like are countless. Leslie and her husband, Pastor Johnny Taylor, have now traveled to churches with Jerry and Joyce and their prayer team to share the miracle and minister to those who desire it. Now, right here we're looking at it. Tell them what we're looking at.
The big tub, almost clear full of oil, with the bottle and Bible in the bottom of it.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Now, is there a room for possibility that this could be some kind of a farce? I don't know why anybody in the world would do something like this. And I have faith. And I have a small confirmation. Their website is kind of hard. You have to go through a booking thing in the website to get a hold of them, you know. And usually those take days to answer back to you. You know, we even have one on Messiah's Branch. Mine comes pretty quick. But, you know, mine works pretty quick. But anyway, so I didn't have a direct email address, and I put it in there last night. And as I was walking over to the house a while ago, from our office over to the house to talk to you, I, you know, cried out to the Lord. I said, you know, Father, I really wanted to get a hold of these people, you know, and because, you know, they're trying not to advertise or whatever, you know, I didn't know if they would get in contact with me or whatever, but I cried out to the Father and I said, let them get a hold of me, you know, real quick. Like I said, I'd really like to hear from them as soon as possible. And I walked over and talked to you for a minute and I came back and I had an email from them, when I got back. And, you know, I take that as a confirmation. And whoever it was that answered to me is going to pass the information on to you. See, I'm trying to get them on to do a radio program with you and I. about this rule. And needless to say, yeah, sure, I'd love to have a bottle of it. I can thank of countless people at the Mission Church I'd like to anoint with all of it, and even some people in my own family.
I'd like to just jump in the bucket.
Jump in the bucket. But, yeah, I get what you mean, you know. But let's look at this. Listen to the message that went with this.
There's no reason for it not to be true. They're not trying to make any money. They're not, and they don't care whether you believe them or not. So it's, you know, I believe it 1,000%. On the reason I believe it is because the church building that we're in.
We're going to talk about that, but we want to do this first. I'm doing it in stages. Okay, now this was a word that was on their website. I assume it's from somebody within that little group. Like I say, I haven't identified who all the folks are and all the players are. All I can say is this came from their website. But I thought we should read it, or rather, you should read it. And it's
Joyce something. Pierce. The Lord is saying to his children, arise, arise. It's time to start moving forward. Do not be slack concerning my directions. I am already setting my remnant, my chosen people, into place. Fear not, for I have orchestrated this from the beginning to the end. Put your trust in me, not in man. There will be hindrances, but the battle is not yours. It is mine. I have this. Prepare yourself. Seek my face. Spend time in my presence. This is not a common thing. You will see and experience things you have never seen before. I will take you to new places in me, places you have never been before. You will move into the authority and the power of the calling I have called to you to. Just as the person gathers flowers for a bouquet, the Holy Spirit is handpicking those he wants to use it to usher in a revival. He desired to go up higher. A desire to go up higher is being installed into those he has chosen. Even as I speak, floodgates are beginning to open. Get ready, for my Holy Spirit is ready and waiting for his people to prepare and get ready. This is not a time for growing weary, but a time for moving forward in the Spirit of the Lord. Lift up your voices and praise me. I will begin to pour out my blessings in ways you can't even imagine. Put your confidence in no man, but only put your trust in me. You're a remnant, a chosen people who I want to work through now to accomplish my kingdom on earth as in heaven. I say to you this day, act quickly when I give directions, then wait. This is the process for ushering in a revival. So be patient, don't get ahead of my instructions, but wait. When I say wait, be ready for the next shift. This will come to pass in my timing.
And that does sound like a timely message for this time because, you know, we are in such a, you know, if one thing, we're in, excuse me, folks, still recovering from a cold, but we're in such a dire time, you know, with all the sick things that we're seeing out there consistently, like where they've almost legalized pedophilia and other things. And they murder babies even that come out of the womb and then scream and they kill them. I mean, we maybe even have time end up going into some of that later. But right at the moment, my point is
terrible.
Ever since, if nothing else that I've gotten from Donald Trump's presidency, is the fact that there has been a huge revealing of how evil
everything
really is. You know, things that we've guessed about or prophesied about or said was in prophecy or wherever, it's not hidden. You can just point right to it and say that, and that. And what really even shows you that everything's just a remnant because of how many people that actually go along with it, you know, and how many people like now are just being so blatantly dumb about, oh, we don't need to shut the border. Really, there's an invasion of America coming on across that border. And even now, there is two more caravans started up and headed towards the United States. Now, people need to wake up. But a lot of us had always I'm not saying I prophesied, but, you know, we knew in the spirit, and a lot of people prophesied that, you know, in the latter time at the end, that when it got worse, there would also be greater miracles and greater outpouring of his spirit in order to combat it. And there's scriptures that point to that, you know. And so my point is this. If the time is getting worse, then we should start seeing more and more miracles. And like I say, from all outlooks, this looks like to totally be legit. By faith, I believe it. And, you know, if not, if I find out something wrong with this, I'll be the first one to jump up and correct it. You know, because I'm not about not correcting things, because I know this. As long as if I honestly repent of something, then, you know, it's going to be forgiven of me. If I try to hide it or go around it or whatever, it will not be. And so, and this radio program, it's just like our church, you know, Messiah's Branch. It's a home church with a building, and so is this radio program. You know, it's just mom and pop. It's a homegrown thing. I did it here for, you know, I've been on radio since 2002, and you've often on did programs with me when I needed you to talk about the Mission Church or something. But now I feel real comfortable in the fact that you're on here three times a month with me, and
twice with Omega Man.
Yeah, which he's back from an extended vacation, and we'll start doing a Mega Man radio program the first of next month. We've already got two dates. I think it's the 6th and the 20th down. But anyway, folks, we're going to go to a break, and then we're going to tell you a story about the Wichita Mission Church and oil. And this is part of the reason that it's very easy for me to believe this by faith. Because we had our own experience with the oil, and I've talked about it before on radio, but it's really appropriate for this program. Do you remember where they can go find us at?
Prophecyhour.com.
Yeah, well, what can they find over there?
Everything you need to know is at prophecyhour.com.
Yeah, absolutely, folks. Everything. Why wouldn't you? Anyway, folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
Folks, we're back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin and Linda Catlin, my wife, of course, and you're listening to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, folks, we're talking about oil that's flowing out of a Bible, and they keep giving the oil out. It keeps replenishing, and I haven't even seen, even their videos haven't went viral or anything yet, but here's the point. This oil keeps flowing out of the Bible, and it's been healing people and so on and so forth. Now, a lot of you folks, well, where could I see this? Is there a way to see it? On their webpage, which, again, you can find at prophecyhour.com. If you go to the pastor's page, you'll find a link to it. Now, here's some on their page. It has this thing, and it's called Upcoming Events. Mother, would you please read it?
What do you want me to read where they're going
to
be at?
I want you to read
okay.
where they're going to be at.
They're going to be at Edmond, Oklahoma Revived Church, January 18th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And it says that the Bible will, with flowing oil will be there present with, and there will be vials of oil available. And then it gives the address and everything on the website. And then it's going to be in Ball Ground, Georgia, Gospel Outreach Church, January 27th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then Darren, Georgia, Glory Worship Center, February 1st, 7 to 9. The same place, February 2nd, 7 to 9. And the same place, February 3rd, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m.
Okay. Now, now on all of these, well, it doesn't say that on the Glory Worship Center, but on the first two, at the Ball Ground, Georgia, the Gospel Outreach Church, and in Edmond, Oklahoma, both places, it says the Bible will be flowing with oil, and there will be oil available at both places. Now, you know, while let alone while I would love to run up to Edmond, Oklahoma, you said it's only 3 hours from us, and that's the 18th. Tomorrow's Mission Church Day, and it's impossible for us to even think about doing that.
Well, and even if we did think about doing it, and there's a storm that's canceling out that.
Well, you're canceling out us going. That doesn't mean it's canceling out.
No, it cancels us out going.
Right, I'm just making it clear to the folks, because somebody might have heard it wrong and thought, oh, never mind.
No, they'll be there if you can get to them in Oklahoma. If you're in Oklahoma, I wouldn't travel if you're not in Oklahoma, though.
Right. Anyway, let's just do this. Make sure you check your weather report. Instead of our weather report, check your weather report where you're at. Now, this is a miraculous thing, and there is a specific reason why I believe, why it's easy for me to believe. Have you any idea why I would believe it easily?
Same reason I do, probably. When we got the church we're in now, when we were remodeling it, one of the doorways above the door was dripping oil, and we couldn't, there's the only way the Lord did it. It's never found any other reason for it to be there.
Okay, now let me elaborate on the story a little more, because I'm the one that had to deal with it. Okay, so when we first moved into the place, now I don't know if a lot of you folks have ever heard this, but you know, you can take pictures of a place or of an area, and sometimes you see orbs in it. Now, I was told by several different people that these orbs that appear in pictures, even when there's no reason for it, the pictures can be clear, that there's like orbs of light all over the picture, that it's actually something spiritual. And so anyway, I took pictures when we first came into the place, and these were everywhere. Well, after we got done with the remodel, I took more pictures, and then they were gone. Okay, so, you know, so how did they get gone? Well, I believe in any place, you know, I believe in anointing things with oil. And I even do it, my wife and I does it, and I did it with an elder in the church, to clean places up. You go out and anoint the doorways and you know, everything, the windows, all the
property
openings, property lines with oil, and pray over it and declare it holy ground. Now, this is a continuing thing that we do when people personally ask us, you know, we do it for other people, but mostly for our own use. Anyway, so naturally, when we moved into the new building, I went in, prayed over the place, and I anointed all the doorways, you know, all the doorways with oil. Well, I had some fellows in there helping me, and one day he pointed out, he said, "You see that, Pastor Danny?" He pointed to this doorway, he said, "So it looks like we got a leak of something coming through, you know." And so I said, "Well, I don't know what it is." That's where we anointed it with oil, and I felt it, and it felt like oil. I said, "Well, just wipe it off." And so wiped it off because it was dripping, but I couldn't figure out why it'd be dripping that much. But, you know, we just wiped it off. Well, next day, same thing. He says, "You know, that oil's back." And I said, "Really?" And I said, "Well, we must have a leak of something up further that's just filtering down, you know." And so we tore off some things around it, and, you know, there wasn't nothing filtering down. And you know, it just kept dripping. And we wipe it off, and it kept dripping. And it was the olive oil that I had anointed that doorway with. And so finally, because of the remodel, now we kept wiping this off, you know. We just kept wiping it off and kept wiping it off. And it wasn't until after the end of it that I really realized that it was a miraculous thing, because in the end of it, we said, "Well, okay, we had to refix that doorway, you know. This was on the sheetrock or whatever in that doorway. It had to be covered and painted and remodeled and all that." So we finally had to tear it out. And when we tore it out, this board that had been leaking through, there was nothing on the other side of that board. It was impossible. It wasn't coming from any other place but on the doorway, out of the doorway. It wasn't coming dripping down from anywhere else. In fact, that's what I'm saying. We tore it all out because we had to replace it, you understand? And, you know, people said, "Well, why didn't you save the oil?" Well, I didn't realize it was a miraculous thing at that time. But it just and it dripped and dripped and dripped until we finally tore it out and finished the remodel. And to me, I always took it as a confirmation of being in the right place, and we were there, you know, anointed by the Father. And so I did see the manifestation of that oil. And I do know the oil represents the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Yahweh. And so for this, to be doing this miraculous thing, it's very easy for me to believe it. Well, I haven't seen it, but that's what faith's all about. Faith is about believing in something that there is no...
And it hasn't even affected the ink on the pages. You can still read the Bible.
Yeah, from the pictures that we're seeing, it looks like you can still read the Bible, and it doesn't look like
the
Bible.
That's amazing.
Well, and that's my thought, is that why is it, this Bible should be dissolving?
Well, they got one picture of it, and they're submerged completely in underground, at least 10 foot of oil. And you can still read the letters. See, you can still read the pages on the Bible.
Yeah, you can still read the pages. I'm looking at it. But in this one tub that is like a packing container, a clear packing container, and it's just sitting there submerged in oil.
That's at least 10 or 20 gallons of oil there. Shoot, that's a lot of oil.
Well, they, according to that one site, they had already filled up 150,000 and probably more than that now, vials of oil. And
well, see, they started with that little tub like we use for the donut tubs, and now they got it in a big 100-gallon tub.
Well, it's not 100 gallons, but there's been a lot of oil come out of this, and I don't
just go to the website and look at the pictures. You'll be amazed.
Yeah, anyway, and so you will literally be amazed at what we're talking about. Now, folks, we are, you know, I've said it over and over, we are in that time of the end, and that time of the end is now. And for these things to happen, we've been looking for them to come closer and closer and closer, but we'll see. Anyway, we, like I say, I have reached out to the people. I'm trying to get them to come on the radio and talk about this, and I'm praying that they will take me up on the offer because, you know, again, it doesn't sound like they're trying to overly advertise it, but I don't know if they've ever did any radio programs. They are going around to some stores. They did a YouTube on it. So I'm praying they'll come on here and tell the story for the people because this is a miraculous thing. And I'm not saying it so everybody can get instant access to the oil or anything like that. I'm saying it because, you know, if this is a miracle, I want to hear about it. And so anyway, we have reached out to them, and we're praying that indeed they will take me up on it. A lot of things going on out there. Right now, you know who Karen Pence is, of course.
Yeah, it's Mike Pence. Is it Mike? Yeah, it's the second lady.
It's the second lady.
Yeah, his wife.
It's the vice president's wife.
Right.
Okay. Now, it says here, you know, Karen Pence is a believing Christian woman. And in fact, Mike Pence, the vice president, he will not even have dinner with another woman. He will not be alone with another woman, and he won't even have dinner with another
woman.
That's what
it should
be. Other people. And, well, that's fine. I'm not saying that it isn't. I mean, it's a good thing. But here's the point. You know who else is famous for that?
You?
Billy Graham.
I didn't know Billy Graham. I didn't know.
Billy Graham never allowed himself to even be in an elevator alone with a woman.
Cool.
Because he believed from the very first, only a question of it being not necessarily right, is so there would never be a false accusation against him. Anyway, Karen Pence is a Christian woman, and so she took a part-time in a private Christian school teaching Sunday school. The left media is livid about it.
Yeah, they're mad because she's teaching Christian beliefs.
Well, right. But
from a Christian perspective.
Right, but here's, read this one.
Karen Pence, the second lady of the United States, returned to teaching art this week, accepting a part-time position at a private Christian school that does not allow gay students and requires employees to affirm that marriage should only be between a man and a woman.
Yeah.
Amen.
And that's the outlook of the vice president of this country. That's who Trump chose as this is second in command of the country. You know, if something happened to the president, then we would have the vice president. And more often than not, vice presidents have been known to get elected. You know, if the president does a good job when his terms are up, then to run for president and they'd be elected. I think he'd, but you know, I don't know what, I'm praying that he's not much of a politician. I think he's was a senator or something, or a governor. I really don't remember right at this moment. But the point is, all things are good. And I said this to you earlier, I don't think it was on radio, but it's just that we're in such, I did say it earlier today, but I'll say it again. We're in such a time that with the revealing after Trump's presidency, maybe we just weren't looking for it, but I think it really came since Trump even started his election bid, to see all of this evil, and what really evil is in the hearts of people. And it seems like anything that is held up as being right, the left says is bad. You know, it's just like, you know, that one of the young senators, that Cortez girl or whatever, you know, upholding the fact, said, well, as long as she says something directly from the heart and her heart is being moral about it. Now, you can't be moral if you're intentionally lying, but she says the facts doesn't matter because she's being moral about what she's saying. Well, the facts do matter.
Well, they've proven that they believe that because every one of them was for a wall until Trump said he was going to build it. They've got them all. They've got clips of them all saying build the wall over the years until Trump decided to build it. Now they're all against it. Well, that's hypocrites.
Well, but I also believe, though, I think they also came to the stark realization after the election. While I believe Trump responsible, I don't think it's just because Trump wants it. It's to come with the realization that, A, walls work, but that's how they're getting elected by the more and more people they let into this country.
Well, and they still don't get it. It's Trump wants it, but Trump wants it for the American people. The American people, he is for the American people. They voted him in office, and he wants to stand up and do what they want. They want the wall. 73% of Americans want the wall. Build it.
But it goes back to the politicians. The more these people have illegals come in and vote, because as you notice, the elections are really, really close now with these influx of immigrants, of illegal immigrants coming into this country. These are the people that vote them into office. If you took out all of the illegal votes made by these people, it wouldn't be these close races.
No.
And that's what they know. And they also know that a wall works, and if they put a wall up, it doesn't matter about American people. They right now are upholding the illegals, not because of humanitarian reasons, not because they feel sorry for poor little babies. They're doing it for one reason and one reason only, and it's called power. And they only get that power one way, is by vote. And they are the people that will keep them in office. Here's what Democrats stand for. They stand for no voter ID, and allowing illegals, aliens to vote. Think about it. No wall they want, and no voter ID. Why? Because they want the illegal alien vote. That's easy to fix. That's easy peasy. That's what they want. Those two things. Out of the way, that allows people into the country. They don't care what it turns the country in, because these people are elites. You know what? They have walls around their houses, you know,
yeah,
and mansions around their mansions and things, you know, top security. They don't care if the rest of the country goes away, because why? They're protected. It doesn't matter. And so that's what they're for. But all manner of things that are coming in, these people, not only are bringing violence and all kinds of obscene and terrible things into the country, they're also bringing worship of other gods in the country.
But yeah, I've seen one YouTube video that a truck driver put up. I don't know how accurate it is or anything, but they showed pictures of where the truckers enter into these tunnels, and it's supposed to be a complete underground city, complete with all grocery stores, gas stations, everything you need that the Illuminati's built. And it goes from Washington to Colorado to Nevada.
Well, you can call it Illuminati, but we do.
That's just what his words were. I'm just saying.
Okay,
that.
Well, we do.
And the Bilderbergers.
Okay, actually, it isn't the Bilderbergers.
Well, that's what he said.
Oh, okay, but I'm going to give you a clarification, Mother, please. It's not the Bilderbergers that built this. In fact, they are not even mostly United States things. Here's the deal. It's built by the United States government to maintain our elites, actually to maintain government in various places, so that if something happens, they can come back out and take control. That, and it is not really hidden. I mean, it's hidden. People don't, everybody not run a mill know about it, where they're at, but, you know, it's been clear ever since there's been an atomic bomb that these places have been built.
It goes to Area 51. There's a whole bunch of places it's connected to.
Right, right. It is. Of course it is. It's connected to major air bases and military bases and to Washington, D.C., and so on and so forth. And, yeah, and realistically, in one light, there's no way they could make a thing big enough for the whole country. And by all rights, your government should try to maintain themselves during a national emergency, because, you know, it's less chance of coming out and having less chaos when you come out to have somebody in charge to maintain it. And so, you know, it's just quick to say, oh, it's the Illuminati or it's this person or that person. Well, they may be involved in it to some extent, You know, I can't prove no or not, but I do absolutely know they're built by our federal government. You know, that is absolute. And, you know, and if it was so hidden, this trucker wouldn't be able to talk
about
it.
Wouldn't be able to videotape it and put it on Facebook.
Well, right. And he was delivering supplies to it is what he was doing.
Yeah, he was driving a diesel.
Yeah, he was delivering supplies to it. And, you know, and he could have breached some kind of confidentiality to do that, and he could even get in trouble for it. But anyway. Okay, let's switch over. We got about 5 minutes left or so. Let's talk about the Mission Church.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I don't know. What are you going to cook tomorrow?
Well, because of the storm, I think we're going to have hot dogs and Dorito chips and pasta salad.
Okay, well, for the record, now, where did all that come from?
We had a donation come Friday.
Tell us about it.
Or not Friday. I get Tuesdays and Fridays mixed up. Tuesday, we had a donation come.
Okay.
And that was enough for, I think, 4 meals of spaghetti and then hot dogs, and they even brought 2 big boxes of chicken nuggets so we can have a special chicken nugget meal.
Right. Well, as far as the spaghetti goes, there's not enough sauce for that, but we'll have to buy some tomatoes and things to go with the sauce, but there's enough starter stuff to do that. But, amen. But he brought a lot of pasta, and that's
always a blessing. No, that's enough pasta for at least 3 meals.
Yeah.
Well, 8 boxes with 6 packs in a box, and it takes 8 pounds for a meal, so.
Yeah, I gave a recipe the other day of where all I put in one, you know. And it basically, it ended up being at least 4 number 10 cans of stuff to make the sauce. And it's always 8 pounds of pasta, whether it's noodles, macaroni noodles or, you know, whatever. But it's a good meal.
Sometimes, depending on what all I put in it, sometimes I can get by with 6 pounds of pasta, just depending on what all else I put in it.
Right. And sometimes I have a little bit left over. But I'd rather have, with me, when I'm doing the meal, I'd rather have a little bit left over than to run out and not have enough to.
And me, I really don't care because if I run out, I just make something else. But he's not as skilled as in the kitchen as I am. Uh-huh.
Well, I'm really good at it. It's just I would rather have a little bit. That way I can give them more. And, you know, I'd rather do that way instead of having to cook something else.
We won't talk about giving more. And Mom don't know how to make a small plate.
Yeah, that's
my plate's weigh about 5 pounds.
So anyway, it was a real blessing that we was given, now also, so what do you need? I mean, you know, people in which they want, somebody's wanting us to mention the YouTube for the oil thing. Okay, now let's go back to this. If you want to see this, you guys, if you go to prophecyhour.com right now, if you go to prophecyhour.com in the right-hand column, there is a picture, and it says, above it, it says the pastor's page right there. If you click on that picture, it's of a man kneeling down in prayer. If you click on that picture, it will take you to the pastor's page at prophecyhour.com. When you get to the pastor's page, the link is right there to their website. And his website is called, his name is Flowing Oil. And that's easy to find.
.org.
.org. But his name is flowingoil.org. Or if you just Google his name is Flowing Oil, you don't have to put the .org on it. You can go his name is Flowing Oil. You'll come up with a link to this website. You click on the website, and it says Story of the Oil, and it has links to videos about him talking about it and things. And if you want to see a lot of pictures of it, Google his name is Flowing Oil, and then when it comes up and lists a whole bunch of different things, click on the top where it says Images, and it'll take you to all these different pictures. But I'm going to send a link over to that to the pastor's page also, so you can get a link to it. But anyway, so
back to the mission. Yeah, with that donation, we were also blessed with 3 bags of dinner plates and 3 boxes of forks. So that will last us for a little while. And I'm thinking that's about, and 2 things of hamburger. Yeah, so it was a real good blessing that we got.
Yeah, amen. And so here's the point. Folks, if you don't want to send money and you live in Wichita, you can just buy some food at the store. It takes usually 5 pounds of hamburger for a meal. If they do chicken, how much chicken does it take?
I usually do 2-3-pound bags. So, and I like to do the breast so I don't have to clean it off the bone. It's just a lot easier, a lot more effective in time-wise.
Right, and we'd like to put more meat in it, but, you know, that's just what we can afford and what we'll stretch and feed the people.
Well, and it's about the right amount of meat for whatever else all goes in it. It usually comes out really good in meat.
Well, yeah, and, you know, for instance, like the spaghetti buns, you know, I like to put whole tomatoes in it and peppers and onions and a whole bunch of stuff. And so, you know, you get a lot of vegetables and everything else in it. And so it's really good and healthy for it. And then we usually serve something with it. Either I try to do a lettuce salad or when it's spaghetti or, you know, we always get donuts with it because we get a donut.
Yeah, they always get 2 fresh donuts. I get fresh donuts every Tuesday and Friday. So
yeah, and they get
a nice
piece of garlic bread with it or toast or something, you know, and or just they always get bread and butter with it.
Plus, they've already eaten egg sandwiches from 1 to 3, as many as they can eat.
Yeah, as many as many as Craig can cook.
Yeah.
But, you know, what slows that down a little bit, if Craig says, well, I cook it and then I have to deliver it. And I said, well, you want me to pass them out? He said, no, I'll pass them out.
Because he likes to break from the cooking.
He likes to break from the cooking. So, and he doesn't like to butt him out of cooking the eggs either. And he said,
no, he's set in his ways.
Yeah, he said, but that's good. He's a blessing. So. But pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church. We really, really do need your help. We have to pay the electric, gas, water over there. And, you know, radio needs to be paid. I mean, I haven't paid it either. It's the 17th of the month, and I haven't been able to pay radio yet. That is past due. So pray about supporting what we do. So all donations, no matter what size, helps. And the follower notice is all donations that come from where?
From your heart.
And folks, if you don't, again, if you don't wish to help with the homeless and poor, consider a donation for radio airtime. It's not free, and donations is what keeps us on the air. Remember, we're not a big church. We're just like a mom and pop thing going on, our family church, Wichita Mission Church is, and this radio program is the same way. Now, you can donate online or over the telephone or by mailing a check or money order. You can find all the information you need for that at
prophecyhour.com.
And that's the same place they can find the pastor's page to find all of these various links that they want. And again, if you don't wish to help with the poor, pray about supporting radio because, you know, ABR needs their money.
What I like to tell people is God knows our needs and we need everything you need, so just pray about it and whatever the Lord leads you to send, He is sending somebody for it.
Okay, we must remember there is only one God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He rose after 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's planned for Yeshua's return. You want to say goodbye before I can get us out of here?
Shalom.
Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that, Father, you would bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the Internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time from Messiah's Branch.